so often throughout the Pacific, and Vanuatu is no exception, they really don't have enough trained people and enough equipment and resources to be able to do pathology and histopathology and cytology, all the testing of pap samples and tissue samples and blood samples. So quite often it does have to be sent back here to Queensland or to Melbourne to get it done. And of course that's a big delay, and it also means that the samples aren't necessarily as good as they would be if they're done on the spot there. So what we found was that there are so many women who just weren't getting their tests back, getting their results back at all.
So what's the situation now? How much has the ACCF been able to fund for this laboratory, and what kind of equipment has that been able to buy?
Yes, the equipment cost approximately $40,000 to install it, and I've just seen some photos, and it looks as good as any laboratory that you see here in Brisbane, that's for sure. It's really wonderful. So there's microscope technology, and there's histopathology technology, which actually allows the testing of tissue samples. So as well as cervical cancer being able to be diagnosed, it can be used for diagnosis of other cancers, that tissues that might be cancerous as well. Yeah, so it's something that just hasn't been available up until now. So it's going to save a lot of women's lives, there's no doubt about that.
Especially given that I understand that cervical cancer is, it's one of the biggest killers of women around the world, or in terms of cancer, but especially in places like Vanuatu and PNG, there's such a high incidence of it.
Yes, there is. Cervical cancer is the biggest cancer killer of women in most developing countries, and places such as Papua New Guinea and Vanuatu and a lot of the Pacific, Western Pacific and Asian area has some of the highest rates of cervical cancer in the world. You know, what we find is that it's potentially up to 30 or 40 or 50 times higher than it is here in Australia, because we are able to do testing on a regular basis for the pap test that women are able to have every 2 years here in Australia. That picks up potential abnormalities before they become cancerous. And, of course, in those places, such as Vanuatu, very, very few women ever get the testing, the cervical screening, which is available here. So while the same percentage of women, and that is up to, the same percentage of women will be infected with human papillomavirus, which is a virus that causes cervical cancer along with many other cancers, so it's the same percentage of women in Australia as in Vanuatu, but the women in Australia will have any abnormalities found before they become cancerous, often years before they become cancerous. Whereas in Vanuatu and so many other places, as you said, Papua New Guinea and a lot of the Pacific, women just don't have the capacity or the availability of screening so that those abnormalities don't get picked up at an early stage where they can be treated easily. And instead, they actually go on to progress to become cancer. If we were able to screen women the same way that we do in Australia, we would probably reduce the deaths from cervical cancer in Vanuatu by anywhere from 50 to 80%.
Now, despite the mammoth fundraising effort, you're not resting on your laurels. There's a call to raise more money for a number of things, including buying a new LETS machine for Central Villa Hospital. Yes. Can you explain just briefly what that is and what it does?
When women are screened, cervical screening is done, we will often find perhaps anything up to 5 to 10 women in 100,000 will have, 5 to 10 women in 100 will have what we call an abnormality, which is picked up by looking at the tissue under a microscope and using some of this equipment. Now, if there is some sort of abnormality there that hasn't yet become cancerous, the LETS machine is actually a device which allows the doctor to effectively surgically remove that. The LETS machine uses high voltage, and it actually just removes a tiny bit of the cervix where the abnormality is. And when that procedure is done, it's not a huge procedure. It can be done basically in a surgery or clinic setting. It's not an operation. It can be done in 15 or 20 minutes generally. And when that procedure is done with the LETS machine, there's probably a 99% likelihood that the woman who's had the abnormality removed will never have a problem with cervical cancer again. So, yeah, it's a very, it's effectively a similar way you would treat it here in Australia. So it's really quite advanced and very, very effective.
Just quickly, for our listeners in Vanuatu, does this mean that they can go to their doctors now and request a pap smear and it can be done in country, or is there a bit of a wait to get that up and running?
Look, we would really encourage women to go along to their local health clinic, wherever it happens to be, whether it's sort of remote or in the main islands. And we should be able to make sure that they can have cervical screening. There is facilities there now for us to be able to do cervical screening for women, and we'd certainly encourage any woman who's never been screened, in fact, any woman probably from 30 to 50, to come into their health clinic, talk to their nurse or their doctor, and ask for cervical screening so that we can, you know, if there is, I mean, most of them will be able to send away and say, yes, everything's fine, you don't need to worry, but there will be 5 or 10 in every 100 that we can now offer some sort of treatment to if we find that there is what we call an abnormality. That's wonderful news.